This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Welfare, just the facts, ma'am. Trump's aides in trying to explain the president's feeling about cutting away more of what is left of the safety net, including food stamps and housing subsidies, as well as his support for work requirements on those programs and Medicaid, say that he calls them all welfare, a word that he sees as pejorative. When the poor are nothing more than politics, regardless of the policy, it's worth remembering the true facts found on the ground. Recently, Professor Fred Books of the Georgia State University School of Social Work shared with me the results of a multi-city survey of welfare recipients in Georgia, done in conjunction with the Department of Welfare there, trying to understand their program's impact on recipients. His summary conclusions are valuable to share in these polarized times when facts are constantly in a fight with ideology. Brooks summarizes four basic conclusions from his team survey. They found most families remained poor even with employment. Although 60% of TANF leavers were employed in some fashion, average hourly wages were very modest. Of families with the parent employed, 52% remained below the federal poverty level. Poverty rates fell dramatically when all forms of income and safety net benefits, such as food stamps and Section 8 housing vouchers, were counted as income. Calculated this way, the percentage of the Georgia sample in poverty fell from 52% to 36%. Third, it was common in their survey of people who'd left welfare to hear stories of wage theft. Finally, debt turned out to be a huge issue. Often politicians refuse to think about this, so quoting from Brooks' conclusion more fully might be helpful, as he writes, "The average participant had $18,709 in debts. This exceeded the average yearly employment income, which was $17,814. Of the sample, 51% had an average of $23,276 in student loan debt, although only 8% obtained college degrees. Among study participants, 38% had medical debt averaging $4,179. This finding is not surprising because 29% of the adults in the sample had no health insurance. Everything in Brooks, Georgia survey of recipients and those who had left welfare indicate that the safety net was often the thin line of survival for many. Welfare is no crutch. It's a lifeline. We need to change welfare as we know it in President Clinton's famous line. We need widespread expansions of the safety net, increases in wages, accessible and affordable child care, housing and other programs if we really want families to be self-sufficient. That's the facts, whether politicians like hearing them or not. This is Wade Brasky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.